All right. Hey, welcome back, everyone. It's the Avid Investor Podcast with me, your host, Josh Adamek. And today we're going to get rolling. We're going to hit it. We're back with episode 49. And it's been a while. It's been almost 2 years since we recorded. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to recap with who we are, what we do, and what our focus is. So here goes. But anyways, as I said, it's been almost 2 years since we recorded this this podcast, and it's hard to believe time flies. But I was I felt the need to get back on here and start recording and putting out more information and more content. Primarily because I've had a lot of people reaching out to me. I don't know if it's the new year or what's going on, but I've had a lot of phone calls and a lot of meetings so far this year. And we're only, 3 weeks into January. A lot of people asking me about, investing and opportunities and business and things like that. And over not just so far this year, but every once in a while, I'll get somebody reach out to me and say, "Hey, what happened to the podcast? Where are you at? Why don't you do it anymore?" And To be straightforward with you, I have no excuses. I could say I've been too busy. I could say this, I could say that, but in reality, I just haven't been doing it. So, we're back. We're going to shoot for, weekly recordings, of the podcast moving forward here. So again, if, just like before, if you have anything you want me to cover, drop me a comment, shoot me a message, DM, call me, text me, whatever, reach out, let me know. But let's just circle back. So what is the Avid Investor? Who is the Avid Investor? So, our primary business, our focus is, real estate. So, if we go back, my background, my history, I started investing in real estate in the early 2000s. I think I closed on my first property in 2001 when I was 21 years old, bought a duplex. And this was way back before there was a name for it. Now, a lot of people call it house hacking. And, back then it was just like, I wanted to live for free. So anyways, bought a duplex. My girlfriend at the time, my wife now, we closed on it. We fixed it up, fixed up one apartment, moved in, and then fixed up the other apartment, rented it out. And at the time, we refinanced. And so prior to that, I went to trade school. I was working a full-time job. Didn't come from money, didn't have any handouts, hand-me-downs, anything like that. Oh, I had hand-me-downs, but didn't have any handouts. But anyway, so I was on my own path. And I knew that that I wanted to do something big and put some big numbers on the board and create a big business and help a lot of people. So the path that I chose early on was automotive. Got out of school, quickly realized that I wasn't gonna meet my goals and accomplish what I wanted to accomplish in the automotive field. Once I got out and started getting those paychecks. So I found real estate in my early 20s, and that's when I got involved. I found a book. A friend and relative of mine, or a relative of mine, gave me a book. It was Fast Cash by Ron LeGrand. Read that book, and then from there, I went and started making offers. Hooked up with a real estate agent. We're going back, internet was just coming about. For the most part, and it was pre-social media, pre any of that. And I had a real estate agent that would send me emails with properties to look at. So I'd come home from work, I'd open up my computer, and I'd turn my computer on, and I'd hit the button to open up the email and download the PDFs. I would go take a shower, eat dinner, hang out for a little bit, come back, maybe 30 minutes later, and the PDF was almost downloaded and open. So that's where we were at as far as technology. Shortly after that, I found a property that I liked. I started making offers on it, made an offer. It was declined, made an offer 30 days later. It was declined. And I just kept following up. And about 6 months later, the offer was accepted. So we closed on that property, fixed up one apartment. And I know previously I jumped ahead, but we fixed up one apartment, moved in. and fixed up the other apartment, rented it out, rented the other apartment out for enough to cover the mortgage on the property once it was fixed up and refinanced. So anyways, like I said, I started with no money there. We were, you know, prior to that, we were living in a $350 a month apartment right up the street. So anyways, closed on that. Refinanced it, rented the other apartment out. We lived there for a while and it was in a not so great part of town. So we'll say, you know, I don't know, it was 9 months or a year or something like that. We lived there. And then around that time, we did the same thing, you know, bought a house out in the suburbs, fixed it up, moved in, and then rented the other apartment out to, you know, cover the cost of the new house. So now that's commonly known as house hacking. But like I said, at the time, I just wanted to live for free. So, or have somebody else pay my bills. So did that over the next couple of years, 6-7 years, I was buying one or two or, you know, houses a year and fixing them up on nights and weekends and renting them out, and got to the point, you know, around 2010, I had, you know, several properties. I wasn't making a ton of money, from the houses, but, you know, I was working a lot on them. And then I was also working a full-time job. And then for personal reasons, I ended up, quitting my job. During that time, my wife was sick, and I wanted to, you know, free up some time to be there. You know, so I ended up quitting my job and worked from home. She's great now. She's doing great now. You know, that's always a question that's asked when I mention that, but anyways, so I quit my job. I went full-time in real estate and I had an income to replace. So I started buying and selling everything as is. Commonly known as wholesaling. So I would buy, I'd go out, I'd find the houses, I'd lock them up, I'd close on them, or I'd lock them up with an agreement. I'd flip it to another investor. And I did that, you know, like crazy and bit of a fear of failure thing. The last thing I wanted to do was go back to my full-time job. So, you know, I jokingly said, after I quit my job that for the longest time that I work more now than when I had a job. And, it was true, but, you know, I was able to be flexible with my schedule. So that was 2010. From 2010 up to 2017-ish, I built a pretty large business with buying, fixing up. So when I was wholesaling, I started keeping one or two properties here and there to remodel and resell, commonly known as flipping. So I did that. And then I started keeping more and more and more and selling less and less. So we built up a pretty good business to where we were doing a lot of projects, buy, renovate, resell. In 2012, got pretty heavily involved in Lawrenceville. And everybody in the Pittsburgh area knows, you know, what happened in Lawrenceville between, you know, the 2010-12-ish era and time frame. And now prices just went crazy. So we rode that wave, got involved early on. And during that time, you know, we're buying, fixing, selling, doing full blown out renovations, full, you know, burned out shells, full gut remodels, ripping the roofs off, rooftop decks, doing some additions, and doing crazy, crazy intense renovation projects and remodels, and building some really cool houses, making some really nice homes for some really good people. And during that time, I had agents that were just bringing me deals because we were buying so heavy. And an agent came to me and she said, "Hey, I have this lot. Why don't you build a house?" I'm like, "Well, I'm not a builder." So then I thought to myself, "Well, you know, how hard could it be?" right? Hindsight's 20/20. So became a builder, bought the lot, linked up with an architect, designed the home, and we executed on the build. As that build was underway, I went out and bought a bunch more lots and started building a bunch more homes. And fortunately, you know, there's a big learning curve, and there's a lot of things, a lot of unknowns that can pop up in the remodel phase, in the flip phase, or in the development phase. But fortunately, during that time, the prices were going up so rapidly in Lawrenceville and other parts of the city that, you know, as we were making mistakes, the market was correcting our mistakes with higher prices. So we built up this amazing business to where we're doing a lot of flips, a lot of infill new construction, got involved in some land development, consolidation, subdivisions, other types of, you know, speculative and development type projects, and did that from 2010-ish all the way up until 17 and 18. Then in towards the end of 2017, I linked up with my friend and mentor, John Burley out of Phoenix, Arizona, to where at that time I learned the private equity model. And don't get me wrong, all along, you know, for that first, I guess that would have been, you know, 15, 17 plus years of my career, investing career. You know, I had a lot of friends, a lot of very, you know, high level folks that, you know, that I have a ton of respect for that were telling me all along, like, you need to build cash flow. You need to build cash flow. You can't flip and sell forever. And I'm like, whatever, I'm good. So as we build up this business, you know, of the flips and the developments, there's, you know, it's like anything with any speculative type business, there's crazy highs, there's crazy lows. Fortunately for me, you know, we were able to ride that wave, you know, of the growth and progression in the market. And then I was you know, able to, you know, pull the brakes on a little bit on that side of the business, prior to any sort of corrections. And, you know, we ended up, doing well. So fast forward then into, 17 into 18 when we learned the equity model. So up until that time, you know, we were working with private investors, borrowing private debt. We were using our own money, investing and reinvesting in the business, and then you know, borrowing a lot of private debt, and you know, investors, our partners were doing well off the projects. It was a shorter time frame, higher interest loans, you know, and they were secured by note and a mortgage typically on the projects. But as we fast forward into 17 into 18, when I learned the equity model, the private equity model, we immediately switched our business model from the flips and the developments and the speculative type business to the long term, focusing on long term cash flow and value add type properties. Primarily, what we invest in is portfolios of single family homes. So, the way we structure our business is we work one-on-one with private and institutional investors to create and manage portfolios. And those are funded and structured through equity partnerships. So what that means is our equity partners are in the portfolio, have the opportunity to own real estate, get all the benefits real estate has to offer, while my team, Avid Management Group, does the work. So we create and manage the portfolios, meaning we find the properties, we fix them up, we fill them, we do all the day-to-day management. And while our capital investors are partners in the portfolio, share in the benefits of owning the real estate. So that's the equity model in a nutshell. That's been our focus with Avid Management Group. So if I could back up what Avid is, Avid, the parent company, is Adamec Ventures Investment and Development, and it's a private equity company, operates under a private equity model to create and manage, to create the partnerships for, you know, Avid Management Group, which is an LP. That's been our primary focus over the last 7-8 years, has been the portfolios of single family homes through Avid Management Group, which is, the parent company is Adamec Ventures. So that's that. What we're doing moving forward is, you know, over the last, those last couple of years, you know, when we started in 2017, we were buying heavy, and, you know, the beauty of this model, the single family home model, is, you know, regardless of market conditions, one, there's always a need for, you know, a $1,200 to $1,500 a month rental in and around Pittsburgh. So, you know, that's our sweet spot. That's our bread and butter. We call them, you know, B-class neighborhoods, median price points for the Pittsburgh market. We're not investing in, you know, A neighborhoods, A properties. We're not in the trendy parts of the city. We're in, you know, we buy grandma's house. You know, where my grandparents lived growing up, you know, just regular houses, regular neighborhoods where a lot of us, our grandparents grew up and we grew up, you know, regular houses, regular neighborhoods. That's where we invest in. You know, again, we do this through equity partnerships with our capital investors, and our capital investors like the model because, you know, the focus is safety and security, regular houses, regular neighborhoods. We don't speculate with our investments, with our partnerships. We only buy, you know, value add cash flowing properties. So we're set up to cash flow from day one. We buy with equity. We have a certain buy box that we follow. So it's really, you know, the focus of these portfolios is not, you know, to set the world on fire by any stretch of the imaginations with returns or ROI or projections. It's like, let's take some cash and let's place it in real estate and let's put it in a safe, secure part of the market. Let's get some cash flow. Let's get some tax benefits. Let's get some capital growth and let's set something up that's going to be a long-term investment. So that's where we're at. That's what we do now. We also look at other opportunities, value add opportunities, some multifamily, some commercial. You know, primarily what we do is you know, investing in real estate and value add real estate. The bulk of what we have been doing is single family homes and portfolios of single family homes, but we take a look at everything. So wanted to get this back out here, wanted to get back on the podcast. And, you know, just give you guys a refresher. You know, there's been a lot of newer folks that, you know, I've talked to over the last 6 months, year and a half, whatever, that may not have heard the podcast in previously. And just want to circle back with who we are and what we do. And that's it in a nutshell. So I plan on putting this out here, you know, weekly, doing a weekly recording. Maybe I can ramp it up and do a little bit more. Got to get back in the groove of things. So that's that. Again, you know, reach out to me if you guys, if anybody has questions with investing, with business. You know, I've been at it 20 plus years, I guess, at this point. Primarily real estate investing has been my focus. I've been involved in some other companies, some other businesses, but the focus has always been, and the primary has always been real estate and value add real estate, and, you know, finances that go along with it. So if you got any questions, need anything, hit me up. You know, call, text, email, drop a comment, shoot me a message, DM, whatever, you know, and I'm not asking for anything here in return other than, you know, if you can do me a solid and share this podcast, help me spread the word. I would greatly appreciate it. And if there's anything, you know, any specific topics you want me to cover on the podcast moving forward, certainly, you know, let me know and I'd be happy to do so. So that's that. I'm back. It's the Avid Investor Podcast. So hope to catch up with you guys soon. Have a great day.